On a Thursday, we say once again, welcome to Eamon Darling from Topset Lifestyle. Thanks, and a very special guest today, Sinako Dunyua from Glenlivet, I presume, or a company that represents Glenlivet. And why do I suggest this? Well, because in front of me, it's not the wine of the week at all. It is, in fact, the whiskey of the week.
Whiskey of the week, Dave. Yes.
We're moving up in the world.
Change of plans for this week, Dave.
I see.
Give the wine's a bit of a break.
So let's have a look. This is the Glenlivet 15-year-old. Sinako, you obviously are brand ambassador for this particular tipple. Let's get you into that. Mike needs to just stand upright so that it's the blue lights in front of your mouth. And there
all
you
right.
go.
Oh, yeah. There we
now
go.
We can hear you. How lovely. So tell us about Glenlivet and the 15-year-old in particular, because it's not every day we have a single malt Scotch whiskey in the studio. Wow.
Not every day yet. Not every day yet. It's about to change. No, this is a brilliant liquid. I mean, I think the company itself, even the brand itself, the liquid, how it starts off, where it comes from, with being deep within the Speyside hills and having very humble beginnings and being the first whiskey or first distillery to get a license, all the way through to then trademarking that name, because so many other whiskey brands that are popular right now actually started off using Glenlivet as they prefix. So it really just blew up, and people really became enthralled by the taste of it because of how it's not a challenging drink, something that you can really enjoy and everyone can enjoy. So you always find that a lot of people that say, I don't drink whiskey. I'm just saying, no, you haven't found the right Glenlivet yet.
I noticed you call it Glenlivet, not Glenlivet. Why?
So, look, I think for me, I've heard so many different variations of the name itself.
Is there not one given pronunciation? Do they not train
I think it's more of an accent thing.
At whiskey school, don't they say, this is how you say. So Glenlivet, Glenlivet, it really doesn't matter. You can say it any way you like. How would the Irish say it, Eamon?
I say it as the Glenlivet.
And there you have it. But this is not Irish whiskey. This is Scotch.
This is Scotch whiskey. So,
what is the difference?
So, with Scotch whiskey, there'll be three ingredients: barley, yeast, water. So, if you know how to make beer, umqombothi, this is just umqombothi that went to varsity.
Is this? This is a different kind of umqombothi. But we'll drink it anyway.
We'll taste it anyway.
So, yes, the brilliance of this that with the spelling as well. With Irish, it's only those ingredients. With Scottish, it's only with those ingredients. With the rest of the world, they can add flavorings and ingredients and so forth to their whiskey. For a Scotch to be a Scotch, it needs to be aged for a minimum of 3 years within the Scottish borders. If that barrel that leaves the borders, it's a whiskey, but not a Scotch.
Okay.
So up until from barley to bottle, everything happens within the borders of Scotland.
Okay. So this is the Glenlivet 15-year-old. Just to give you a little bit of the heritage, I'm reading the notes. I love the notes. They give you all sorts of magic. 1824, the founder George Smith created the definitive Speyside single malt against which all others are benchmarked. So this is the single malt that... as Sinako explained earlier, this is the single malt that started it all. And translated from the Gaelic, or is it Gallic? Glenlivet means Gaelic. Valley of the Smooth Flowing One.
There we go. This is also why you'll see that with every bottle, box, there'll always be a wave in there. So it's representing those...
The smooth flow,
deep hills.
The studio has now been filled with the smooth... aroma. And you know, on the nose, the tasting notes suggest that you're going to inhale the fragrance of creamy, rich, buttery sensation, which, if my butter and cream smelled like that, I would be a happy man. And then you have to taste. Now, apparently with a good Scotch, the idea is that first you condition the palate by taking a bit of a smash and then rolling it around, and then it conditions your tongue, goes a bit numb, your head falls off, and then you're ready to take a second sip, and that's when you get all the rest of it. So let's have a quick splash and see what happens.
So play around for a couple of seconds. So you'll find that it's a very full mouthfeel. And you start to salivate as you actually, it's still swirling it around.
Oh, yeah. Now this, you know, I was going to have a go because the who on earth in their right mind says that the taste of this fine Scotch whiskey is fruits and nuts? Yes. I mean, really, what it actually is.
Exactly.
Jeez, how strange is that?
You know, every time I taste this, I always think of, you know, in the whiskey world, they always say, oh, it tastes like Christmas cake. But for me, if you think of rum and raisin ice cream,
ah,
that vanilla, those raisins, the cinnamon.
I think the arch, may he rest in peace eternally, what a lovely man he was. His favorite was rum and raisin ice cream, but I think really it was.
I love it. Now we know why.
Yes. There we go. And then the finish, which you really only get after the second dram. So here we go.
I love it. So you'll feel that warmth go down. And right now it's probably sitting at the top of your stomach, but it's a nice, welcoming warmth, but you can still taste it. And
the interesting thing, and look, I'm absolutely dyed in the wool, lover of good whiskey, but this is as smooth as silk you can, responsibly and at the right age point, you could drink this all day long. You would probably have a bit of an effect if you did drink it all day. But the point is, it's not, it is such an easy whiskey to drink. And then you have this finish, lingering sweet almond and spice. This is extraordinarily delicious.
Love it.
And obviously it's a treat for those who have made it in life, because this is not your cheap and cheerful, let's add a splash of whatever and fall down. This is really to be savored.
Exactly. So
it's a special treat. Although I believe it's not uncommon for folk to mix of their choice.
Yes. Look, I'm a big fan of drink your whiskey how you want to drink your whiskey. This is your taste, this is your experience, this is your journey to go through. So if you want to have it with a cocktail, I mean, having this 15-year-old Glenlivet as an old-fashioned, amazing. But you could also have it with a build where it's just a ginger ale and a wedge of lime. So during the day, you can have that as topped off with just a bit of soda water. It's just a refreshing drink. So there's so many ways to really enjoy it. And we are in the process of just breaking that stereotype, just to make sure that however you want to enjoy it, it is actually possible.
I believe if you add a block of ice, it also changes the profile.
Yes. So whenever you taste the whiskey, you'll taste it neat, and then you'll add a few drops of water, which is a process called cutting the whiskey, and that releases more flavors. What the ice will also do is that it starts to melt as soon as it touches that liquid. So as it starts melting, it starts diluting the liquid, which means that it starts transforming that liquid into something else. I wouldn't say better flavors, just flavors that are not yet revealed. So whatever you do enjoy, you could enjoy it as neat as it comes. You could enjoy it with a few drops of water. You can enjoy it with a few drops, rocks in it. And it all depends on what it is that you first experienced when you took it.
But I think it's very valuable to have the opportunity to listen to a master like yourself explaining. because a lot of folk don't have that advantage.
Yes.
And they, as a result, are completely unprepared for what the glass might present to them.
Very true.
And often that's a pity, because when you understand a little bit more about what it is that you're experiencing, the joy of that really can't be repeated. So we're very fortunate to have you in the studio today to do just that. But now, Eamon, at Tops at Lifestyle, normally we have a wine that you do a tasting of the weekend. I presume you're not going to be doing that this weekend with the whiskey, because otherwise you'd have a queue around the block all the way down to Umhlanga.
No, David, we'll have a wine tasting this weekend.
Oh, but not a whiskey tasting.
Not whiskey.
Oh, easy. No. We were going to try. We tried. We tried.
No, we'll have our normal wine tasting Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2. We'll be doing the Vetsov Calcrete Chardonnay, the 2023, but we'll get to taste it next week.
What the Wetzhof? We'll do the wine of the week next week. But today, folks, very special day. It is the 29th of February. It only comes around the 29th of February every 4 years. It's a very special day, and to celebrate that, we've got a very special Glenlivet 15-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey in the studio with an expert, the brand ambassador, Sinako Dunjwa, who's explained beautifully why you should go out and treat yourself, because you deserve it. You know, take yourself on a little bit of an adventure. A bottle of Glenlivet 15-year-old will take you places you've never
been before. Like around the world in 80 days.
Well, it's been real. And if you've only just joined us and you've missed the whole thing, don't worry. It's going up as a podcast straight after this. And you'll find it on the afternoon show on the app that's available at the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. Just look for Radio Life and Style if you haven't downloaded it. Or you can go to our website and find it there. And you'll be able to hear the saga of the Glenlivet 15-year-old. And it's a good one. It's a really good one. Guys, thanks so much for joining me in the afternoon show studio. And Eamon, we'll catch up in a week's time with more. With wine of the week.
More liquids.
More liquid joy. And there it is. The afternoon show continues.